Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Hello again, I'm William Stewart, co-founder of Telios. Welcome back to this study, verse by verse, in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5, in the first half of the chapter, talking about liberty. Again, the Apostle Paul, the author, is emphasizing to the Galatians that they need to live their Christian life by faith and not by rules, and they'll be much better off. So he has said in verse 13, the verse prior to where we are starting today, that we should use our liberty. Otherwise, we're free as Christians. We live by faith. So we're not under all the rules and regulations secular people are, but we live within a wide playing field of very wise commands and admonitions from God in the New Testament and the epistles. We're church-based believers, modern Christians, take for our marching orders and what we obey. The apostolic letters from Revelation, or excuse me, from Romans, Revelation chapter 3. So he encourages them, even though they are free, not to use their freedom to cause people who are under legalism to stumble, who adhere to legalism by faith and thus discourage them. So you have to be careful with your liberty. And he expands all this on this, using the word gar in the original Greek, which explains or expands the prior verse, that the law, meaning the Old Testament law here, is fulfilled in one word. In this case, one shall love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, what's that mean? This is mentioned six times in the New Testament, twice in Matthew, once in Mark, but even the epistles in Romans 3 and James 2. So Romans 13, excuse me, and James 2. So it's an important phrase. The Old Testament law is covered in the Pentateuch. It's quite extensive. How could it be summed up in this phrase? Well, it certainly is in the law itself, in Leviticus 19, 18. How can this be? Well, I think the law was originally given as a way for the Jewish slaves. They were uneducated, probably illiterate, a sort of a rabble. They've been spent centuries under the thumb of the Egyptians, not allowed to develop themselves. So it was a way for them to organize and control themselves. It was a way to worship God. And it was also, thirdly, a way to learn about Messiah, who would come to take away their sins. So it was originally just for control. But as God mentions, say in Matthew 15, Matthew 9, that as, Matthew 12 and Matthew 9, as the Old Testament went on and the Jews matured and learned more and had their own country, that they should have known that God had wanted more. And this, what God had wanted more out of them in terms of fearing him and knowing him and loving God himself, loving other people, really starts in Deuteronomy. And through the prophets, that he didn't want sacrifice so much as mercy towards other people. And this is repeated in the Gospels, and the Jews failed at this. So he did expect them to mature over what they knew and how they acted as a slave rabble. The law meant more than just a bunch of laws pointing towards Messiah, but ultimately towards a mature behavior. So it's repeated in the epistles as sort of a culmination or a peak. You know, this is, in a sense, what the law was driving at. And so it's interesting, the New Testament is always very careful when points are made in the Old Testament, which are theological importance and maybe seemingly unimportant even in the text, unless you're a very astute reader, it wraps them up, it completes them in the New Testament. So he tells that we love one another, this completes the law. But again, how can this be? Well, we know from 1 John 5, 2 and 3, that we love one another as a New Testament believer by being obedient to God. And we can only be obedient to God, per Romans 6, if we have come to faith by Jesus, by faith in Jesus Christ, the sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection, and have been regenerated. And with the power of that regeneration, the new man and the Spirit, we have the capacity to serve, be obedient, and thus love other people. So in verse 13, when it says to love your neighbor, it's presupposing you have the capacity to love your neighbor. And that only comes with a regenerated, born-again believer, if that makes sense. So that's the culmination of the law. The coming Messiah, take away from their sin and recreate them into a person after God's own image. That's how we love our neighbor. That's the culmination of the law. Galatians 5:15 says then, in contrast, but you bite and devour one another. Interesting word here. Devour is basically eat down. eat completely. Gobble them all down. And be careful that you don't consume one another. Unfortunately, Christians have been known to do this. Church splits, arguments within churches between Christians. We are to be unified around doctrine and around love. Ephesians 4, verses 1 to 7 exemplifies both of these on a good passage on unity, but it's stressed throughout the epistles. I mean, unity takes work, overlooking pettiness, people who are legalists, the legalists who think that the person with freedom does too much, not to judge one another first, but to love first and encourage first, to be thankful first, to recognize what God has done in other people first, praying for them, that our attitude towards other believers would be one of love and unity as God would have. Okay. Just in addition, it doesn't mean we don't deal with sin, but we are to stress actively, but actively stress ourselves or to push ourselves to be unified. Okay, that's all for today. Thank you for joining me. We will get into a great passage on the Holy Spirit next time for the last half of this chapter. Please join me then. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.